On the first Sunday after Christmas, there are definitely many people in church for Mass who are also there on the Sunday before Christmas. That, I'm sure, applies to most of you here today. But hopefully on the very first Sunday after December 25th, there are at least a few people in church for Mass here and in other places who are not there on the Sunday before December 25th, or on the Sunday before that, or the Sunday before that, or the Sunday before that. These are the souls who were touched by God's grace in some way during the celebration of Christmas this year, who made the decision to start practicing their Catholic faith again. Well, if you're one of those people, I want to reinforce your decision today in and through this homily. If you're not one of those people, that is to say, if you're somebody who was in church last Sunday and has been faithful all along, I want to increase your level of dedication to your Catholic faith through what I say this morning on this feast, this beautiful feast of the Holy Family. So it shouldn't surprise anyone that the title of my homily today is Why Practicing Your Faith is Good for You and Good for Your Family. It's very clear from today's Gospel reading that Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, the members of the Holy Family, were Jews who took their religion very seriously. Jesus was consecrated to God in the temple in obedience to the law of Moses, which stated that every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord. You heard that a few moments ago. And notice that it says that the members of the Holy Family did not go back to their hometown of Nazareth until, and here I quote, they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord. Later on, we read in Luke that Mary, Jesus, and Joseph traveled to Jerusalem every year to celebrate the Passover, the most sacred feast in Judaism. Our Lord attended synagogue regularly, not just on the high holy days. They were a family of practicing Jews, and practicing their religion was good for them. It gave their lives the right center, gave their lives meaning and direction, taught them how to love and serve God and one another. That, of course, was 2,000 years ago. We live in a different time, in a very different culture. But I believe the truth still applies. When you go to church and practice your religion, it makes a positive difference in your personal life and in the life of your family. Especially if your religion is Catholicism, which teaches the fullness of God's revealed truth. And this is something, you know, that even honest secular researchers will acknowledge. If they're researching deviant behavior, for example, and they divide people into two groups, people who practice their religion and people who don't, there will almost always be a huge difference in the numbers. The amount of lying and cheating and stealing, etc., will almost always be greater in the non-practicing group. In preparation for this homily this morning, I made a short list of some practical benefits that I've observed in families that practice their Catholic faith. This is not an exhaustive list by any means, but it's the list I came up with. 6 points. Benefit number one. When a family practices its Catholic faith, parents have an authority, another authority, the ultimate authority to appeal to in dealing with their children. Do it because I say so can only get you so far, parents. If that's the only weapon in your arsenal, sooner or later your children are going to say, or at least think, and who are you, Mom? Who are you, Dad? With all due respect, you're just an imperfect human being like I am. But if you can say, do it because Almighty God tells you to do it because it's God's will, the will of the Creator of the universe, it carries a lot more weight. Benefit number two, when a family practices its Catholic faith, everybody learns the importance of forgiveness. And let's face it, no family, no marriage, no friendship, no interpersonal relationship survives for very long without forgiveness, as we hurt one another. We're fallible human beings. And beyond that, practicing your Catholic faith also provides you with concrete examples of how to forgive, especially in Jesus, who forgave his murderers while he was in the process of being murdered by them. Benefit number three, as was the case for Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, practicing your religion presents everyone in the family with the right set of priorities, the right center, so to speak. Benefit number four, when a family practices Catholic faith, everyone learns to be accountable and responsible for their actions, which apparently is not a lesson that most high school students are learning these days. A couple of years ago, the Josephson Institute did a study of almost 30,000 high school students in our country. 64% of those polled said they had cheated on a test in the previous year. 30% admitted that they had stolen from a store. 42% admitted that they lied to save money. But 93% of them said they were satisfied with their personal ethics and character. Not a lot of responsibility and accountability there, unfortunately. I wonder how many of those students go to church every week. That's a question they didn't ask, but I think they should have. Number five, when a family practices its Catholic faith, everyone learns the importance of thinking of others. Everyone learns the importance of helping others. That's another benefit. Practicing your faith is a remedy for selfishness and self-centeredness, which we can all fall into from time to time. Jesus said, "Whatever you do for the least of my brothers, you do for me." And finally, number six, when a family practices its Catholic faith, every family member has the opportunity either to get on or to stay on or to get back on the road to heaven, which is the ultimate goal of our existence here on this earth. So aren't you happy you're here at Mass today? You should be. Hopefully this will motivate you to come back next Sunday and every Sunday thereafter, and to practice your faith on the other 6 days of the week as well, for your own good and for the good of your family.